Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. Today, we're going to continue our discussion on letting go of poverty consciousness so that we can co-create abundance in our lives. As I mentioned last week, these are very challenging times financially for people all over the world, and most people are feeling like they're just victims of the global economy, which seems to be spiraling down the tubes. But that is not the truth. We are co-creating this earthly experience. So let's do what's necessary to turn things around in our own lives and to assist with turning things around in the lives of all humanity. As you listen to this broadcast, know that you're joining in consciousness with people all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And together we are collectively co-creating a force field of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this planet. Due to the painful situations that are frequently manifesting in our lives, it's easy to forget that we are empowered and beloved children of God. We are not just a fear-based, fragmented human ego, as often we have been convinced that we are. This profound truth means that we are co-creators with our Father, Mother, God, and that all that our godparents have is ours. This includes the infinite flow of God's abundance. So today, we're going to continue discussing how we can co-create abundance in our lives. I'd like to repeat that this is a vitally important time on this planet. And in response to the invocations of literally millions of people all over the world who are wanting to increase the flow of God's abundance into their lives, the light of our Father, Mother, God is now entering the core of purity that pulsates in every electron of poverty consciousness and every electron that is based in greed, corruption, selfishness, and the abuse of power. As this light of God enters the core of purity within this energy, it activates the divine potential of infinite abundance. That divine potential in the core of every electron that's manifesting as poverty or lack or limitation has been dormant since our fall from grace eons ago. When humanity's divine birthright of abundance is reactivated, it pushes to the surface every frequency of vibration that conflicts with God's abundance. These human miscreations are now surfacing in our daily lives to be transmuted back into light. And often when they come up, they are reflected in our environment as financial situations of lack and limitation. From outer appearances, it looks like the earth is headed toward a global financial collapse. But that is not the truth. Financial systems and institutions that are based in greed or any other corrupt practice are being turned upside down. These institutions are doomed to failure. Those energies cannot be sustained in the frequencies of the new earth and the higher light frequencies of the fifth dimension that we are moving into. This purification process will wreak havoc in the lives of those who are insisting on continuing these obsolete behavior patterns. The old paradigms of dog-eat-dog, looking out for number one, and greed conflicts with the patterns of perfection for the new earth, and it will not and cannot be sustained in the higher frequencies of light that the earth is moving into. It is very important for people to know that it is not the divine intent of our Father, Mother, God for this cleansing process to take awakening humanity down the tubes financially. On the contrary, we have been given incredible tools and assistance that will help us transmute poverty consciousness. These tools are a sacred gift from the realms of illumined truth, and they are specifically designed to help each of us release the past and establish new patterns of prosperity consciousness that will quickly open us up to the flow of God's infinite abundance. This sacred knowledge that is flowing forth from the realms of illumined truth is pouring through every open door. It is readily available to anyone who is willing to lift up in consciousness and ask for the abundance of God to flow into their life and to accept his or her reality as the beloved child of God. So now, as we begin our special time together today, let's go within to the divinity of our hearts and reconnect with the higher aspect of our true reality. Breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically, and ask your I Am Presence, your true God Self, to unite you with the divine heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God. Now ask your I Am Presence to unite you with the mighty I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child on earth, so that we can collectively lift up the consciousness of all life evolving on this planet. As one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we now invoke the most intensified frequency of God's infinite abundance and transfiguring divine love that humanity is capable of receiving at this moment. Continue breathing in and out, deeply and rhythmically, as this golden light of God's abundance and the magnificent frequencies of God's transfiguring divine love begin flowing from the heart of our Father, Mother, God into your heart flame. This light is expanding through your heart flame into the heart flame of every person evolving on this planet. The power and might of God's infinite abundance and transfiguring divine love is now forming a grid of light around the earth. This grid of divine love and infinite abundance is spanning the abyss from the very densest frequencies of our human miscreations into the highest fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of love is the bridge to freedom, over which this sweet earth and all her life will ascend out of the frequencies of darkness, up the spiral of evolution, into the next phase of our evolutionary process in the fifth dimensional realms of pure light. Now, as one pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow on this sacred and holy day to transform the earth, her governments, and all life evolving on this planet into the immaculate concept and the patterns of perfection of the new earth. During our special time together today, remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. I'd like to reiterate a few of the thoughts very briefly that we discussed last week so that we can all be on the same page as we move forward into the next phase of this sacred knowledge and understanding. We are opening now to the flow of God's abundance. and there are millions of souls evolving on Earth who are awakening to the inner knowledge that recorded deep within their cellular memories is the divine law of God's infinite abundance and prosperity. These souls know through every fiber of their beings that God is their supply, and they know that the supply of the universe from the heart of God is infinite. Yet, often their life experiences are still reflecting the lack of financial sustenance, and they don't have enough money to do what they want to do to fulfill their divine plans. This paradox confirms the fact that even the illumined souls on Earth who have the intellectual knowledge and wisdom of the divine law of prosperity have powerful etheric records and memories that are still based in poverty consciousness. This subconscious frequency of prosperity, of the lack of prosperity rather, and poverty consciousness repels money away from them, even though they're invoking it through their thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. Because of the need for money in our everyday lives, just for our survival, we've developed a concern and a tremendous fear about it that often forms a block that prevents money from flowing into our lives. One of the most difficult things for us to truly believe and accept is that the supply of the universe is limitless and everything we need already exists. We've been so used to listening to our fear-based human ego and believing and accepting in the limitation and the lack of things having the comforts and the needs, things we need in our lives, that we have come to accept this as truth. What we have to do is apply the natural laws that govern the abundant supply of the universe, and we need to reopen to the flow of God's abundance. In order to attain financial freedom, the first thing we must do is clear our relationship with money. We need to eliminate fear and realize that money is a source of energy, period. It is not some awesome entity that comes into our lives to wield its power over us and to rule our destiny. It is only because of our fear that we have allowed money to have that kind of control over us. A great deal of the fear and confusion we have about money comes from our childhood programming, misunderstandings, and religious dogma. It also comes from feelings of low self-esteem and unworthiness. One of the most erroneous concepts we have is the belief that somehow it is spiritual or part of our divine plan to suffer and to be poor. Somehow we've gotten the distorted perception that poverty is a virtue. On the contrary, to say that poverty or lack are the will of God is actually totally incorrect and blasphemous. Not one electron of energy that is sent forth from God is less than perfect. Therefore, poverty, which causes all kinds of pain and suffering, is certainly less than perfection. And it has to be our own human miscreation. Poverty is certainly not the will of God. And since it is a form of misqualified energy, it could actually even be considered in religious terms as a sin, not a virtue. It is a vice. Poverty leads to all manner of crime, family problems, drug and alcohol abuse, tension, stress, high blood pressure, worry, and numerous other physical and mental problems. There is nothing spiritual or righteous about poverty. So first and foremost, we must accept that poverty is not a virtue. Acceptance of this truth will help us to let go of all of the previously conceived programming that has made us feel guilty about attaining our prosperity. The next thing we need to do is to look at our self-image often we feel so bad about ourselves and we have such a powerful feeling of unworthiness, which we usually take on at a very early age, that we convince ourselves that we don't deserve to have the good things in life. We don't deserve to have enough money to live in comfort and peace. We usually have difficulty imagining ourselves financially prosperous or imagining ourselves in the most wonderful circumstances possible. Somehow we just don't feel worthy of infinite abundance. I want to state emphatically that such belief is a lie. It is a misqualification of pure God energy. We need to get in touch with those feelings and to recognize them for what they are and to let them go. We must begin loving ourselves more, appreciating the uniqueness of our own individual God presence, and recognizing our gifts and our talents, and accepting that we each have special skills that we can offer this planet, and the time for us to start fulfilling our divine plan through our financial freedom that will free us up to do what we need to do on this planet and what we volunteer to do. The time for that is now. We should love ourselves enough to give ourselves what we truly deserve, which is the financial freedom to live in God's infinite peace, abundance, harmony, and balance. We can do a lot more good and help many more people if we have money than we can if we're poor. Money does not have to be an instrument of selfishness and greed. Quite the contrary. Instead, it can be a tool to expand our love and our gifts to the rest of the world. Since we usually use pain as our motivator, it is during our failure and our miserable periods that we develop the incentive to look for a better way and finally become willing to apply the natural laws of prosperity in our own lives. From all outer appearances, as we look at all of the painful things that are happening to people all over the world regarding our finances and money, I think we're miserable enough. It's time for us to apply the laws of prosperity now and to draw the infinite abundance of God into our lives. Now, it's important to understand just how this law of the circle works that involves our prosperity. We have concluded that every single thing existing in the universe is comprised of electronic light substance. That is a scientific fact. Atomic and subatomic particles and waves of energy, both matter and antimatter. There are two activities of this electronic light substance. One is radiation, which means projecting forth or sending out, and the other is magnetization, which means pulling back or drawing in. These natural flows of electronic light are described by many familiar phrases, such as giving and receiving, cause and effect, action and reaction, sowing and reaping, supply and demand, and the in-breath and the out-breath of God. This is actually the law of the circle, or what is being called in terms now more frequently, the law of attraction. The basic law of prosperity is subject to this law of the circle, which means that what we radiate out through our thoughts, feelings, mental pictures, words, and actions regarding our financial affairs, we magnetize into our lives. If we are sending out thoughts of lack and limitation, bogged down with memories of unpleasant failure and worry and concern over not being able to pay our bills or not having enough money for our basic bodily needs, then we misqualify this energy and charge it with poverty consciousness. This is what we will be magnetizing back into our life, frequencies of lack and limitation that reflect what we are sending out with our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. Whenever we focus on lack and limitation and empower it through our fears, we send forth a frequency of energy charged with poverty consciousness that goes out, expands, and returns to us, bringing lack and limitation back into our lives. So it is up to us to dare to be courageous enough to radiate outward through our thoughts, feelings, words, and actions, prosperity consciousness, and what we really want to experience in our life, rather than dwelling on our fears of lack and limitation and what we do not want to experience. These negative conditions that are manifesting in our lives through lack and limitation can change as quickly as we change our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings regarding our abundance and our financial freedom. We've all heard the expression, money begets money. And if you'll notice, people that have money, they expect to have money, they think about prosperity, they focus on prosperity, they accept prosperity into their lives, they go around knowing and feeling prosperous, and they continue to draw success and prosperity into their lives. Now, if they're abusing that money or doing it through corrupt means, their karmic liabilities will come back to them and manifest in other ways. So there's no mocking natural law. But people that are manifesting their money in very positive, constructive ways and using it to add to the light of the world have beautiful prosperity consciousness. And I know it's a whole lot easier to think and feel and act prosperous when we have money than it is when we don't. But the important thing is that our thoughts are creative, and what we are putting our attention and energy into, we are magnetizing into our life and empowering and sustaining in our life experiences. So in order for us to maintain prosperity in our life, to co-create the infinite abundance of God, prosperity consciousness is something that we must learn to develop if we're going to attract money into our lives. So every time we send money out, whether it's to buy groceries, to pay a bill, for entertainment, or whatever, we should bless it with gratitude for the service that it is providing for us and let it go freely, knowing that it is a source of energy. And like all energy, you expect that it's going to go out, expand, and return to us for more service. The reason that hasn't been happening is because we often send our money out grudgingly, bemoaning the high cost of living, fearing that we won't have enough to cover our expenses, and hating to spend it on the necessities of life. These thoughts automatically block that return flow from the universe that should be naturally flowing back into our lives. Now, this doesn't mean going out and charging things and spending money that we don't have, but it does mean that it's time for us to recognize that money is a source of energy that is providing a service to us that we should accept with gratitude and appreciation. It is important for us to take our attention away from poverty and lack and limitation, and to deliberately put our attention on prosperity and thoughts of creating deliberately our wealth. Our thought forms are magnetic. Through persistence, confidence, and acceptance, we can draw the God supply of all good things into our lives. Through the steps of creative visualization, we can set our goals of prosperity and then begin developing true prosperity consciousness. For instance, imagine that you've just won a $1 million lottery so that you can begin to feel the buoyant joy of abundance in your life. Just for a moment, feel the elation and buoyancy that you would have with that knowingness of prosperity flowing into your life. Experience the feeling of your success. Now visualize all of the things that you would do with that money. Visualize yourself going to the bank and depositing your check. See yourself joyously paying off all your debts and absorb that feeling of freedom that you have from being out of debt. Visualize yourself now buying the things that you've wanted and that you've needed in your life. Now see yourself helping your friends and loved ones who need assistance. Feel the joy of being able to serve humanity in that way. Visualize yourself now as you invest this new prosperity wisely so that it will grow and expand and continue increasing your abundance to serve you so that you can fulfill your divine plan. See yourself contributing generous amounts of money to charities, organizations, and causes that you want to support, that you know are adding to the light of the world and improving the quality of life for humanity and the earth. Experience the happiness and the sense of fulfillment as you use your money not only to add to the joy of your own life, but to improve life for others and to all life on the planet. Now, even though you may not win a $1 million lottery, it is this feeling of success and abundance that is powerful and that you must generate in order to create a magnetic force field to draw prosperity into your life. Hold on to that feeling of buoyancy and joy. And feel that prosperity continually throughout the day. Don't give power to outer world appearances. Go ahead and handle what you need to handle in the way of paying your bills, making arrangements to pay your payments on time if possible, making payment arrangements if you can't, but doing it as a detached observer, knowing that you are becoming financially free and the money is flowing into your life. See yourself drawing more money into your life. See yourself increasing your prosperity in whatever way possible, and even opening to the infinite flow of God's abundance, where you know it is flowing into your life through the universal laws of prosperity, even though you don't have any conscious understanding of where this money could come at this moment. Don't give power to outer world appearances by dwelling on the lack and limitation through fear and your concerns. Handle the situations in your life as an objective observer, knowing always that regardless of what is occurring at this moment in your life, the supply of the universe is limitless and abundance is on its way to you. Now, with all of this consciousness of abundance flowing in through and around your consciousness, go within to your heart flame and know that as one, your I Am Presence is connected with the I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. As we activate within the deepest recesses of your heart, the pre-encoded memories in your genetic cellular pattern of infinite prosperity. And we affirm as one heartbeat, one breath, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine truth. I am prosperity. I am letting go of the misconception that anyone or anything can withhold from me all that this abundant universe is offering to me now. I am an open door, and all kinds of riches, the infinite flow of God's abundance, is pouring into my life now through my conscious participation and intention, through my thoughts, words, actions, feelings, beliefs, and attitudes. I am an irresistible magnet with the power to draw to myself the supply of all good things according to the mental pictures I continually hold and the empowerment of my feelings. I realize that I am co-creating my life situation, and I have the power to create whatever I want in my life. So as of this moment, I choose to create for myself a life of health, success, happiness, prosperity, and infinite joy. I know that this universe is filled with God's abundance, and I accept these riches into my life now. I choose infinite abundance, not only for myself, but for my family, for my loved ones, my co-workers, and the entire family of humanity. I now know that all of my needs are being perfectly met at all times through the flow of God's infinite abundance. Rapid changes are coming into all aspects of my life, and I now open my heart and mind to the infinite resources of the universe. All of my financial affairs are now being fulfilled in perfect divine order. I love doing my work, and I am richly rewarded, both creatively and financially. Through this new level of divine consciousness, I give my love, my gifts, my all. And I know now that as I give, so shall I receive. And I am therefore rich, well, happy, and in the divine momentum of God's infinite flow of abundance. Through my gift of abundance, I add to the light of the world. I am prosperity. I am prosperity. I am prosperity. Feeling this energy securely anchored through your heart flame, return your attention to the room as we expand the information that is pouring forth from the realms of Lumen Truth. The Company of Heaven has shared with us the key to our financial freedom. I would like to share with you this very important factor that is critical in attaining our financial freedom. As I have stated, the twofold activity of the universe is radiation and magnetization, give and take, the ebb and flow of our gift of life. When working with natural law, there must always be a balance between these two activities. For every cause, there is an effect. For every action, there must be an equal and opposite reaction. Our Father, Mother, God has given us our gift of life, the electronic light substance that beats our physical hearts and allows us to think, move, breathe, and live in the physical plane. In addition to that, God has provided everything we need to survive on Earth. We have the sun, water, air, food, and material we can use for clothing and shelter. We have chosen to co-create a society. So we use money to purchase our bodily needs. Even without money, our Father, Mother, God has provided everything we need to be sustained and to exist on this planet. This is our gift of life, and we have accepted it, and we've used it, and benefited from it. This is part of our original covenant with our Father, Mother, God. In order for us to learn to be co-creators in the physical plane, our Father, Mother, God agreed to empower us with the gift of free will and the creative faculties of thought and feeling. And they agreed to provide everything we needed to sustain our physical bodies, including our life force and our gift of life. Our part of that covenant to balance this influx of love and abundance from our Father, Mother, God was that we would use our creative faculties of thought and feeling, and we would use our gift of life to add to the light of the world and to learn to become co-creators with our Father, Mother, God. This is the natural abundance of give and take in our universe. When we comply with this law, we open ourselves up to God's infinite flow of abundance. Now, we must give something back to God in return for our gift of life. Unfortunately, what is happening at the present time is that we are spending our money and our energy to pay for the basic needs to sustain our physical body. We are working from morning till night to make the money that will allow us to put a roof over our head, to put food on our table, clothing, shelter, etc. Now, these are things that God has already provided for us for free. In order for us to activate the infinite flow of God's abundance, we cannot use our energy to make money to pay for the things that God has already given us for free. We must give something back in addition to what God has already given us for free. Something that is over and above what we need to sustain our physical bodies. This is a critical factor of the divine plan, the key to our financial freedom, that we have forgotten. If we simply use our life force, spend our energy to work from morning till night, to make money, to pay for the things we need to sustain our physical bodies, it's like not giving anything at all back to God to balance our gift of life in appreciation for all of the things that have been given to us. Now, this is important for us to really understand. When we are spending our energy to make money, to pay for the things that God has already given us for free, and not giving anything back over and above that, we have created a block that stagnates and prevents us from receiving the flow of God's abundance. And it's like not giving anything back at all for our precious gift of life and all that God has given to us. This blocks our flow of abundance, and it holds us in a pattern of lack and limitation. When this occurs, we draw to ourselves only the very minimum that we need to survive. The key to our financial freedom is that we must give something back to God in loving gratitude, a portion of our money that is over and above what we spend on our bodily needs. This does not mean just spending more money on things we want or enjoy, but rather it means giving some of our money back to our Father, Mother, God in gratitude and appreciation for our gift of life. And just writing this statement and sharing this statement with you, I can already feel the resistance and the hearts and the laments of people with all the financial problems going on right at this time, saying, I don't even have enough money to cover my bills. How do you expect me to give more money away? But that's just the old entity of fear that's cropping up. For a moment, set it aside and listen to this following information with an open mind. The application of this natural law is the key to your financial freedom. So I'm going to state it again. The natural law of the universe is give and take. God has given us our gift of life and everything we need to sustain our four earthly bodies. We have taken that gift and utilized it for lifetimes. God has given us life, and we have accepted it in the form of our electronic life substance, our energy, the sun, air, water, food, things for clothing and shelter. Now, being subject to this natural law, we have to give something back to God, to the universe, in appreciation for our gift of life. And our covenant with God was that we would give something back that would prove that we were learning to become co-creators with God, adding to the light of the world. The fact that we have accepted this gift of life from God and have chosen to be in a physical body means that on a higher level, through our I Am presence, we understand about this law of give and take, and we have agreed to cooperate with it. If we had refused to accept this gift of life, knowing that we were going to have to give something back in return for it, we simply would not have been allowed to come into the physical plane. Obviously, we are here. So at some level, through our divine consciousness, we agreed that for our gift of life, we would use our thoughts and feelings and our electronic light substance to add to the light of the world and to become co-creators in the physical plane. In other words, we have danced to the music, and now it is time for us to pay the fiddler. We have no other option. Throughout history, world religions have been trying to get this fact across to us by having us tithe. They've often said that if we give a tenth of our income to the church, then we will open up to the flow of God's abundance. In my personal experience, the reasons for tithing were never really explained clearly enough, and there was always so much pressure from the head of the church that it never seemed like a free will gift given in loving gratitude and appreciation for our gift of life. Instead, it just seemed like another financial obligation that we needed to pay. Because of that attitude, tithing usually hasn't worked in the past, and it hasn't opened us to the flow of prosperity. So it's important for us to understand the attitude, the motive, and the spirit with which we give our money back to the universe are the most important thing about our gift. Our motivation must be that the money that we are giving away is a gift of love that we are giving back to God in gratitude and appreciation for our gift of life. I'm going to repeat that again. The money that we are giving away is a gift of love that we are giving back to God in gratitude and appreciation for our gift of life. Now, it is certainly true that we can give all kinds of things back to God in order to repay our spiritual obligation. We can give back love. We can give our time, service, joy, work, etc. All kinds of things in appreciation for our gift of life. Things that will genuinely add to the light of the world. But what we're talking about today is opening up to the infinite flow of God's abundance. And like attracts like. So if we want to increase the money in our lives, and we're the ones that have created the monetary system, we're the ones that have created the situation that in order to have financial freedom, we have to have money. So if we want to increase the money in our lives, then we need to give our money away in a way that will add to the light of the world. Now, we can give this gift of money or energy back in a multitude of different ways. Remember, there's no mocking natural law. So this gift must always work for the betterment of the planet, with absolutely no strings attached. We must be giving our money to a person, place, condition, or thing that we know is adding to the light of the world. If we give the money to our children so that it won't be too far out of our reach, so that they'll still be in the family, then this is with strings attached. If we give it to someone to manipulate them or to make them feel obligated to us, this doesn't count because there's strings attached. If we give it to the gamblers and dealers in Las Vegas or for any other gambling activity where we expect to win a bundle on it, that doesn't count. It's fine to play and do what you want with your money, but that is not your gift of love. That's your entertainment. That is not your gift of love that you are giving back to God in appreciation for your gift of life. We must give money away, expecting nothing in return from the person, place, condition, or thing we give it to. But the wonderful thing about this gift is that money is energy. And when we send energy out in this way, it expands and returns to us, greatly magnified over what we originally sent out. So even though we expect nothing in return from the person, place, condition, or thing we give it to, other than the fact that we are expecting them to add to the light of the world through the use of our money, we do expect something in return from the universe. Now, the general rule has been applied that throughout time is that if we give as little as 10% of our wealth back to God in the form of a gift of love and gratitude and appreciation for our gift of life, we will have such a flow of abundance into our lives that we won't be able to handle it all. This 10% is not part of our cost of living. It is a love offering for our gift of life. If we stop and think for a moment, we give our servers at restaurants a 20% gratuity usually. Is it too much for us to be giving 10% back to God in appreciation for our gift of life? Think of that for a moment. Whom we choose to give our money to should be our own decision when we're talking about this gift of love. It needs to be something from your heart. We should not allow ourselves to be pressured into giving money to people or organizations that we don't feel comfortable supporting or that we don't want to support. That interferes with our ability to believe that this is truly our gift of love, and it blocks our flow. Our money can be given to all kinds of things that add to the light of the world, to spiritual institutions, organizations that we feel are teaching people how to improve the quality of their lives, scientific research, universities and learning institutions, organizations for music and the arts, charities, needy families, environmental protection organizations, human rights organizations, animal rights organizations, and infinite numbers of other things that are constructive activities that we would like to support. It is important for us to remember that the recipient of our money needs to be adding to the light of the world and benefiting light on this planet in one way or another. So one of the things I have people do is just to, again, imagine that you've won that lottery and that you have millions of dollars. And if you had millions of dollars, who is it on the planet that you would like to support that is adding to the light of the world in a way that you want to enhance and assist? So for those of you that are still experiencing resistance to the feeling of that there's no way that I can possibly afford to do that, it's important to understand you don't have any choice in the matter. You've already accepted your gift of life, and now we must give something back to the universe in one way or another. Every person on the planet is subject to this natural law. So listen. Unfortunately, because of our lack of understanding about this law, the large majority of people are giving this energy back through drudgery and suffering and the sweat of the brow, working long, difficult hours for a meager existence. This agony is one way that we are giving energy back to the universe. But it is certainly not the way God intended, and it is not the best way or the most enjoyable way, and it by no means is the most constructive way. So even though we may have made the choice to remain in a state of drudgery at a subconscious level through a lack of our understanding after we fell from grace and forgot about our God self and the universal laws of the universe, it was still, at some level, our free will choice. But the good news is that if it is our free will choice, which it is, that means that we have the absolute free will to change our method of repayment to the universe. In order to open to the flow of God's infinite abundance, we must freely give money back to God for things that are over and above covering the expenses of our bodily needs. The most painless way and the most profitable way is a way that I'll refer to as seed money. Now, seed money is money that we deliberately give back to the universe in appreciation for our gift of life, knowing and expecting that this money will expand at least tenfold on its return to us. This is money that we give away to any activity, organization, institution, or person of our choice with no strings attached. We expect nothing in return from the person, place, condition, or thing we've given the money to, other than that they will use the money for the benefit of humanity to add to the light of the world. We do, however, expect and accept that the natural law of the universe is going to expand our money at least tenfold on its return to us. And it's important that we understand that we do not expect anything from the recipient of our money, but that we do expect the natural flow of abundance from the universal source of all life, our Father, Mother, God. To activate the flow of abundance, we need to consciously focus our attention on prosperity. Daily and hourly, we need to monitor our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions to be sure that we're not empowering thoughts of poverty consciousness with expressions of lack and limitations and our fear. There is an expression that states, "The price for freedom is eternal vigilance." And this is certainly true when we're striving to manifest prosperity. We can't send forth our money, have positive thoughts manifesting prosperity in our lives for 15 or 20 minutes a day during our meditations, and then go about our day saying, "Oh, I can't afford this, and this costs too much, I don't have enough money for that." When we do that, we negate our positive thoughts. We need to know and accept that the law of the circle is a scientific principle. Once we give our money away in loving gratitude for our gift of life, giving the money away consciously saying, "This is a gift of love that I am giving back to God in appreciation for my gift of life," then we need to claim our tenfold return. Now, we shouldn't have to claim that this money is coming back from the universe, but because we've been so used and to programming into ourselves that our money goes away, but it never comes back and we never have enough, that we need to claim it and affirm it and expect this flow back into our lives. So, for example, if we give $100 away, we need to say, "This is a gift of love that I am giving back to God in appreciation for my gift of life. And in fulfillment of the law of the circle, I am receiving $1,000 tenfold return from the infinite flow of God's abundance with the highest good of all concerned. Then we accept beyond a shadow of a doubt that that money is on its way back to us. When we say with the highest good of all concerned, we program into our affirmation that we eliminate the possibility of negative interference. We must never be willing to attain our prosperity at the expense of anyone else. This will tragically backfire in our faces. And I know from outer appearances, it seems as though many people have attained great wealth by being dishonest and stepping on people along the way through unbelievable corruption. But I assure you, we cannot take anything away from someone else without something being taken away from us. And we've often heard that people spend the first 40 years of their lives acquiring their fortunes, and the next 40 years of their lives spending their fortunes to try to regain their health or their happiness. That is a graphic example of the accuracy of the law when the wealth is acquired by unethical means. So after we've claimed our tenfold return, we allow ourselves to feel joy and gratitude for that gift. Gratitude and joy open the door for God's abundance, and they are indispensable catalysts for our tenfold return. It's imperative that we not worry about where the money will come from by putting our attention and concerns into where the money could possibly come from. We actually limit the return of our abundance by setting up blocks. We must just accept, believe, and know and feel that the money is flowing back to us in accordance with God's divine plan and the law of the universe. Our return can come from totally unexpected sources. Just remember that with seed money, the tenfold return is expected, but the source of the money is unexpected. Through the proper application of this natural law, our prosperity is assured and can be limited only by our lack of consistency. The abundance of God is infinite, and its flow into our lives have been blocked only by our poverty consciousness and the misapplication of the law of the circle. So if you're currently having trouble in making ends meet, I know it's difficult to even think of giving away 10% of your income, but you're going to have to start somewhere. So just begin giving some money away, claiming your tenfold return in the way that we've discussed. Then pay attention to every little thing that comes back into your life. If you give $100 away, let it go and expect that flow back into your life. This is time for us to accept that infinite abundance. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in with us today. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.